Nearly every parking space in the Chico Walmart is full, as evacuees from the campfire make temporary homes in cars, RVs, and tents. There are food trucks serving free hot meals and piles of donated jackets, blankets, and other useful items. Even a medical booth with a volunteer nurse.
It's kind of like a city growing without a law and order.
That's Luigi Balsamo, who's unofficially coordinating volunteers and donations. I find him walking around the parking lot, asking evacuees what items they need.
Things change fast here. One minute you're out of tents, the next minute there's 50 there. And so people that don't want to ask, that are still shell-shocked or too prideful. And so we're kind of having, there's a finesse and an art to going around and convincing people, hey, stretch out. We have plenty of soft blankets and nice brand new pillows and places for you to stretch out rather than in your sleeping inside of your car.
Balsamo has lived in Chico for 15 years and says he couldn't just stand around and watch as those in the nearby community of Paradise lost everything. He speaks matter-of-factly, though he's still processing unspeakable tragedy.
I have rental properties here. I lost 5 homes myself in Paradise, and one of my tenants, a double amputee vet, was unable to get out, and firsthand hearing from his wife talking to him while his last words and the flames engulfing the house, that hit me in a way that's just, to me, it's just, I can't be anywhere else but help.
Over 100 are still missing, and it's hard to keep track with people staying in unofficial campgrounds like this parking lot. Renee Waddell stopped by to check on her friends. As we talk, other evacuees walk by pushing shopping carts full of donations.
We didn't get evacuation notice. I just woke up to somebody calling. I probably would have died in my bed.
She says at this point, she's just waiting to get back to Paradise, even though her house probably isn't there.
My neighbor barely made it out. She left 30 minutes after me, and the neighbor's house was already on fire. She's lucky she got out.
CAL FIRE released an interactive map earlier this week showing damaged and destroyed properties within the burn area. They have not yet added the neighborhood where Waddell lived. She says she'll move back when she can, whether or not her home is still standing.
We're not letting them take us out. That's how I feel anyways. Especially now I got the RV, I'll park it right on my property and help clean up and build if I have to.
For now, she's trying to stay positive, though she has no fire insurance and doesn't know what kind of financial help she'll be eligible for. She's trying to raise money through crowdfunding.
I don't know. I made a GoFundMe account. I had to, for me and my son. I don't know. FEMA, I guess. Maybe I can go on Ellen and she'll help me buy a house. Or Oprah. I help myself. I'll build my own house. I just need the funds to get the wood.
Waddell considers herself fortunate to own a trailer, which was gifted to her by a friend. She says other evacuees have less. According to U.S. Census data, 14% of the population in Paradise live below the poverty line. The California Office of Emergency Services is currently putting together a long-term shelter plan for evacuees. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.